This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Joining us on our Policy Thursday, Chris Galen, the Senior Vice President of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives for the National Milk Producers Federation, where, Chris, less than a month away is the joint annual meeting where the dairy industry gets together, this time in New Orleans. Give us a preview.
This year will be the 23rd year that the National Milk Producers Federation has held a joint annual meeting in conjunction with the two national checkoff groups. One is the United Dairy Industry Association, and the other is the National Dairy Board. And because we have farmers who are involved in both the policy side of the industry, represented by National Milk, as well as the promotion side with national checkoff groups, we hold this meeting together with Dairy Management Incorporated in an effort to save money and save farmers time. So this year's meeting will be in early November in New Orleans, and we're going to be focusing on all the busy activities of the past year. Two of the highlighted sessions, Bill, that we will be featuring will include what's happening with the issue of animal care. We continue to see the release of these undercover videos, allegations of abuse by these animal rights organizations. And while in a lot of cases these are the result of contrived or spurious investigations, we do have to be able to tell a positive story about animal care. And so one of the sessions at the meeting will talk about exactly how the entire dairy value chain is collaborating to promote the best practices in animal care. One of the things we'll be talking about is the unveiling of the new Farm Version 4.0 animal care standards. That will be discussed at the meeting, even though the standards won't take effect until January.
And we're talking with National Milk's Chris Galen here on Dairy Radio about the upcoming joint annual meeting that National Milk puts together in New Orleans this time around, and a lot to discuss this year.
Yes, one of the other big stories of the past couple years for all of agriculture, including dairy, has been the importance of trade opportunities. At the meeting, we will have another panel discussion about the importance of international trade to dairy farmers and cooperatives and exporters. And this panel will hear from dairy farmers and other companies involved in the food business about how they view the export markets circa 2019, especially in the Pacific Rim, where you have about half the world's population living in a very concentrated area around China and Southeast Asia and India. And so the question is, how do you continue to grow those export opportunities to benefit U.S. dairy farmers?
And now almost a quarter century of having these annual meetings around the country.
Well, obviously, it's a cliche to say that things have changed in that amount of time, but really a lot of the issues that we've been involved with since the late 90s are things that are front burner issues today, and that includes questions about where milk comes from, who's producing it, and the conditions under how it's produced, questions about the food safety aspects of dairy compared to its imitators or competing products. And then the other thing is the environmental impact of agriculture. And on that point, we're going to be having a presentation at our annual meeting from Frank Mitlohner, who's a professor at the University of California in Davis. And he's going to be talking about the sustainability and the environmental impact of agriculture, because increasingly, Bill, that is a tool that's being used by opponents of agriculture against us. And so we need to make certain that we're telling the most positive story possible. And we do have a great story to tell regarding the sustainability practices of dairy farmers, because that's another issue along with animal care that needs to be addressed by the entire dairy value chain.
Well, it sounds like a great time in New Orleans and a lot to take in, and always a treat for those that attend.
Registration for the annual meeting ends on Friday the 3rd. That's the early bird registration, Bill. So if you want the most advantageous rates for your hotel as well as for the meeting itself, you have to register by Friday, October 3rd, and you can find out more at nmpf.org.
Chris Galen, the Senior Vice President of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Tomorrow, Dr. Mike Hutchins joins us with another installment of our Feed Forum Friday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.